Okay.
So I'd of course start by thanking the organizers for giving me opportunity to speak here. And this is my first time to KITP, so having really great time talking to people. So this, as Xiaoliang mentioned, this is also related to Sachdevia Kitayab model that we heard about, and this is something we are doing over the last 5-6 months. So this work has been done with Ehud, who is also, of course, here as an organizer. And we have posted it recently in the archive, so if you are interested, you can look at this. Okay, so so this is, of course, related to Sachdevia Kitayab model. And here, I would also like to acknowledge, actually, KITP, because this work essentially started by looking at Kitayab's talk online, KITP talk, basically from that. Okay, so the model that I will be talking about is Sachdevia Kitayab model, as Xiaoliang mentioned, talked about. But I will take a version which is in terms of complex fermions, and I will show that it gives some more freedom to explore a slightly richer phase diagram, probably. So this is the same model, but now instead of Majorana fermions, you have this Dirac fermions, which are interacting with this four fermion random coupling, which is given by this kind of Gaussian distributions. Again, there is a large n parameter, which is basically the number of sites where these SYK fermions reside, and the large n limit is from the thermodynamic limit n tending to infinity. And there is, of course, a chemical potential. Now you can tune the density of these fermions, because these are Dirac fermions. And as we heard, that the interesting physics comes, first of all, because the model is solvable in large n, and it leads to some emergent conformal symmetry at low energies. And this probably is the reason that you get this interesting many-body quantum chaos, in this case also called scrambling, with a Lyapunov exponent, which is analogous to chaos in classical system, as Xiaoliang mentioned. And this has this bound that we heard about, given by Malda, Sena, Shankar, and Stanford. And this is the reason, and this is like a black hole does, has saturated this bound in Einstein gravity. So that's probably the reason why Kitayab thought about it as a model, solvable model for holographs. And now just contrast this model for a moment with another model, which is also infinite range, all to all hopping in this case. So this is a non-interacting model. Fermions again residing on n sides, and they are just hopping with some random distributions of hopping. So this model, of course, is just fermions occupying states of n by n random matrix. And this is the most random non-interacting system can probably get. There is no, this most like chaotic system, a non-interacting system can become, but there is no thermalization or chaos in the many body sense in this model. Now, if you can, you can add weak interactions, and you will have a Fermi-Liquid state at infinite n. It could be some many body localized state if you have finite n. And if it is a Fermi-Liquid state, then you expect the quasi-particle lifetime to go like 1 over T squared at low temperature. Now, the expectation is that you will also have a Lyapunov exponent, which also goes like T squared, much slower than this bound or linear T behavior that we saw. So we'll see that whether this is the case. So this talk, basically, I'm going to talk about a model, which is an extension of this SYK model, which is a model which will have a critical point between these two kinds of quantum chaotic fixed points. So one is SYK fixed points, and this maximally chaotic fixed point, and the Fermi-Liquid fixed point. And the broader aim is that whether, which Xiaoliang also stated, whether we can understand phases and quantum phase transitions, for example, using this language of quantum chaos. So the outline of the talk is that I'm going to discuss about a model, and I will discuss a model which has two species of fermion instead of one species as in the SYK model. And I'll discuss why two species are needed. And I'll basically show a very, we think, quite interesting phase diagram where there will be a solvable example of a non-Fermi-Liquid to Fermi-Liquid transition in a phase diagram which has fermion density. And so another tuning parameter, which is essentially this ratio of number of sides between these two kinds of fermions. And I'll discuss this transition, how it manifests itself in terms of the change of spectrum and quantum chaos. Okay. Okay, so just let me just review the features of SOIK model that will be important for our discussion. So this is the model, and so we can write basically a saddle point equations. We can also obtain diagrammatically just in the large n limit. This is the equations written in terms of some Schwinger-Dyson equation. And the self energy is given by this simplest rainbow diagram, where you replace the bare Green's function using the full dressed Green's function. So that's basically what you get in the saddle point level. Now, you can to start with to understand this conformal symmetry, you can neglect this term and just shift this self energy, redefine it by shifting it like that. And then this equation turns into this form, and this form you can check has this emergent reparametrization symmetry under arbitrary parameterization of this imaginary time, and also you simultaneously scale these Green's functions in this way with some arbitrary functions, and this is the scaling dimensions of the fermions that appears here. So this kind of conformal symmetry is of course only valid at strong coupling, at when J is much larger than temperature or the frequency, and of course you have to also satisfy this large N constraint. So this kind of conformal form basically suggests that there is some power law behaviors in various quantities. For example, if you look into the two-point functions, the retarded Green's functions, then in this model it has this 1 over square root of omega type of behavior, so it basically diverges at omega equal to 0. And this and there is in this model with the Dirac fermions, there is another parameter which will also become important for our discussion, which is called the spectral asymmetry parameter, which is given by this theta at half filling. This is 0, and this spectra is symmetric, and this parameter is bound with this range due to some negativity of the imaginary part of the Green's functions. Now this is the non-Fermi liquid fixed point, so if you wish, it's like a strange metal. This model has an extensive residual T equal to 0 entropy if you take the limit in this way, first taking the large N limit and then taking T tending to 0 limit. So essentially it means that the model has a very dense many body spectra near the ground state, where the level spacing are exponentially small in the system size, similar to typical many body models but at finite energy density. So the spectra near ground state basically resembles finite energy density spectra in typical many body model. Now of course the most intriguing feature is in this model is this quantum chaos, and this is as Xiao Liang mentioned, is characterized using some 4-point out of time order correlation, which we also heard about a lot last few days. So in this case the interesting feature come from 1 over n corrections, and this gives this growing behavior in time. So the question that we are asking is how to drive a phase transition out of this maximally chaotic phase. So one can think of a naive attempt just to add, let's say you add some quadratic term. So the kind of thing that I showed earlier, you just add this two. You can again, it has a large and nice large and saddle point, so you can solve it. Now there is an additional piece to self energy in addition to the earlier piece, and you can immediately see that this ansatz, this power law ansatz, is no longer self consistent in the small low energy limit. In fact, this last term strongly violates this. So this basically means that any finite T, this is destroyed. But remember, the free fermion ansatz, which in this case would correspond to some constant density of state, is still self-consistent. You can plug it in here and see it can be, it is still self-consistent. So that means that this quadratic term is always relevant, so, and it always destroys this Fermi liquid, and there is no transition. So how to drive a transition? And that's why this model that we proposed comes in. So this is a model with two species of fermions. We have already this SOIK fermions. And then we have another sites which we call peripheral sites, m number of them, which are just hopping. So the decoupled model is described by something like this, and then you introduce some coupling, and you have to scale the coupling in certain manner so that you have a nice large n limit. So this coupling is also random. Now there is a physical motivation of this actually, where we started from. And the physical motivation was basically thinking about many body localization. So you can imagine there is a strongly localized insulator, let's say even Anderson insulator otherwise, but there is a region, large region, where disorder is very weak and interaction is much stronger than disorder. So there is a blob which we call ergodic bubble. So this bubble, even the finite size, it will look like thermal. And this Anderson insulators will be strongly coupled within a localization length with this blob. And since this is within a localization length, they are basically described by some random matrix theory. So basically, this model you can think of as a toy model to understand that situation. So I will not talk about that. We have some extension of this to understand many body localization. We have not finished that, but some ongoing work. But anyway, that's the motivation we started with. Okay, so let's look at the saddle point. So we'll take large n limit, basically both mn and n going to a large value. And then there is a parameter which will be fixed, which is this tuning parameter p, which is given by m over n. And the saddle point is this. Basically, you have the earlier rainbow diagram. But now this peripheral fermions influences this SYK fermions, and vice versa, SYK fermions also do that. And there is some additional term which comes from the hopping. So that's just the saddle point, and the parameter p appears in the saddle point, as you can see. So now let's see that what kind of fixed point this saddle points can give. And to do that, you can neglect to start with these terms here. And you can see that again in the similar fashion that there is an emergent conformal symmetry in this Schwinger direction equations. The SYK fermion still has same kind of scaling dimensions, so under this reparametrization, but this other fermions actually also scales like this, but they have a different scaling dimension now. So this also suggests there is a power law solution. And you can find, and that's the non-Fermi liquid in this model. So let me just take the example of half filling and discuss this non-Fermi liquid. So basically, you can show that if your this parameter p is less than 1, then the solution is given by this form. So the SYK fermion still has the same 1 over square root of omega divergence. However, this parameter p now appears in the strength of this divergence, and especially this strength vanishes as you approach p equal to 1. However, this other fermions now has kind of a complementary behavior. It has a square root of omega suppression, and you can think of it as some kind of geobias suppressions that happens in interacting disorder system. And this behavior only is valid in certain low energy window, which is basically obtained by comparing the terms that you neglected to obtain this saddle point. And you can show that within this window, these solutions are self-consistent. However, this cutoff actually collapses as you approach this value p equal to 1. So seems to suggest that there is certain kind of a critical point where these solutions basically cease to exist. And the cutoff of these solutions, of this behavior, also collapses as you approach this. Now we'll see what happens for p greater than 1, whether we have another phase there. But before that, just a technical thing. And this Xiaoliang also showed this form. So from this Green's functions at t equal to 0, you can find the imaginary time Green's functions. And you can use the conformal symmetry to do a conformal transformations essentially to get the finite temperature Green's functions, which comes in this kind of gamma function things with for both the fermions. You just plug in different scaling dimensions. Okay, so that's the thing. So let's look at what happens p greater than 1. So p greater than 1, you can show the solution is essentially given by this near constant density of state at low energies. So both are like at low energies have constant density of state. However, again, the p appears in an interesting way in this the strength of this density of states. And this constant density of state, again, valid below certain cutoff scale, which approaches 0 from above, when p approaches 1 from above. So you can estimate the self energy at this fixed point. And this self-energy actually goes like omega squared, so it's irrelevant at low energies compared to this other term. However, this coefficients of the self energy now diverges as you approach this critical point. So all these basically suggest, so another thing is that there is some trivial conformal symmetry corresponding to the free fermion fixed point in this case. But all these basically suggest that essentially you have a critical point between this Fermi liquid and non-Fermi liquid, where the cutoff for these behaviors collapses like usual quantum critical points. But now you have this strange metal phase in one side and Fermi liquid phase in the other side. So that's the thing about this transition. So you can generalize it away from half filling. These solutions you can obtain, and away from half filling, you basically get this spectral asymmetry, which I mentioned to you earlier. Now it turns out that in this non-Fermi liquid phase, you can derive some useful Luttinger theorem. There is a Luttinger theorem for this non-Fermi liquid phase, which basically relates the total fermion density, the density of this plus the other, to this spectral asymmetry parameter. So this essentially behaves like the Fermi surface area as in usual Luttinger theorem. So this you can derive in this case. And now this Luttinger theorem is very useful because it immediately gives the allowed density range for this non-Fermi liquid behavior. So basically, due to this this range, you can show that this density only lies within these two values. And this actually lead to this non-Fermi liquid to Fermi liquid phase boundary. So this is the phase diagram you obtain. So these lines are essentially these two bounds. And this we have also verified numerically by solving the saddle point equations numerically. So basically, you have a non-Fermi liquid. And this is the half filling case, which is this dashed line.
So this Luttinger theorem, is that using the special solution?
Yes, yeah.
For this solution.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Any other question? Okay, so let me just, before I go into the other aspects of this, just mention some numerical results. And this I will just show for the half filling case, denoted by this red line here. So these are calculations, solutions of this saddle point equations done numerically. And it's of course, the calculation are done at very low but finite temperature. So you will not see the exact divergence that is there, showed there. So in the upper panel, you have this spectral density of the SOIK fermions. And in the lower panel, you have the peripheral fermion. So you can see if you are deep in the phase here, near this original SOIK model, which is p equal to 0, then you have this this diverging density of state. But as you increase p, basically this divergence is still there. However, this width of this divergence shrinks. And as you go across this phase transition p equal to 1, they almost shrunk to 0. And then eventually, when you go to the Fermi liquid side and deep in the Fermi liquid side, essentially you start getting this near constant density of state. So this is how this transition manifests. And complementary to this, also these other fermions have these suppressions, and the suppressions width of the suppression also shrinks, and eventually you can go to this constant density of state. So that's how this transition is manifested, and it basically corroborates the analytical results, solutions that I showed. So the question is, how else this transition is manifested? And another way to look at, to ask about this zero temperature entropy. So this SOIK model has a zero temperature entropy, which basically talks about the level spacing here. And of course, Fermi liquid, you expect that the zero temperature entropy would be zero. So the question is, how this behavior goes from this? And here, actually, again, you can derive some useful relations using some Maxwell relations and thermodynamic integration. So you can relate this derivative of entropy at t equal to 0 to the spectral asymmetry parameter, and then just integrate over density to obtain expression for arbitrary density for the entropy. However, you need some reference state whose entropy you know. So we assume that this reference state is at here in the boundary, and this reference state has a zero residual entropy. And then using the Luttinger theorem that I showed, you can integrate this, and you get a very simple result that the entropy, zero temperature entropy of this model, is just given by 1 minus p divided by 1 plus p into the entropy of the original SOIK model. So basically, it suggests that this zero temperature entropy continuously vanishes as you approach the transition, goes towards P equal to 1. And this we have also verified using some numerics by extrapolating some finite temperature calculation to zero temperature, and you can see that it nicely matches with this analytical expectation. And of course, if this as this is happening, this is suggesting that this zero temperature entropy vanishing suggests that some interesting change probably of geometry of this dual gravity, because as far as I understand that this entropy is related to the Bekenstein-Hawking entropy of this dual black hole. So, it suggests that the transition is also happening, some change of geometry. Now, okay, so that's about entropy. Let me go to the last part, which is about quantum chaos, and let's see how the quantum chaos manifests. What happened?
Yeah. That. So in the SYK case, there is an argument that the replica symmetry is never broken, and we only need, and it's replica diagonal. This is always true here?
I think this or that same argument should apply here. What to him? No, not both faces. No, yeah, non-Fermi liquid phase. Okay. Okay. So what happens to quantum chaos? And again, I'll mostly discuss this half filling. I'll also mention about away from half filling. So this line. To do this and to just to discuss the calculations, I'll take a simpler model, which is a model of Majorana fermions. This is equivalent to the model at half filling, that model of complex fermion I showed. So you have two kinds of Majorana fermions. This replaces the earlier Dirac fermions by these two Majorana fermions, chi and eta. And then you have essentially same kind of large n limit. So I have not mentioned the distributions of this. This is slightly different. It contains these n and m factors. Sorry for that. It turns out that you have the same saddle point equations at half filling as the earlier model, and so and it has basically the same physics, but it just makes the calculation simpler at half filling. So of course, Kitaev considered the case p equal to 0, the original SYK model, where you calculate this out of time order correlations, and the 1 over n piece basically gives you this Lyapunov exponent. So question is, what happens in this model? So in this model, it turns out you have to consider two out of time order correlations to calculate this, because they are coupled, as I'll show in the next slide. So one is the usual correlator that Kitaev considered. However, now you have to consider another kind of cross correlator, which talks about essentially the cross scrambling between these two kind of fermions. So how this fermion mode is connected to the scramblon of this other Kitaev fermions. So again, we do these calculations and do the same regularization that Shao Liang mentioned. This just regularizes some expressions in the conformal limit that you are going to use to calculate. So this has this kind of quarter of the density matrix, 1/4 to the power 1/4 of the density matrix, and you do it. So we do it diagrammatically in real time. Essentially, you have a piece which is just the disconnected piece, first leading order in n, and then there is a 1 over n piece which we are interested in. So it turns out to do this calculation, we use some approximations, but to formulate out of time order correlations, you have to do it in a Keldysh contour, but the Keldysh contour now has 4 real-time parts rather than the usual one, which has 2. So you have to extend this Keldysh formalisms with 4 contours. And in our case, these real branches are actually separated by a quarter of the thermal cycle. But anyway, so you can do it. And then we use an approximation, which actually originally Kitaev used. And this is a simple way to get the Lyapunov exponent, although it doesn't give accurately the out-of-time order correlation functions. But you can get the Lyapunov exponent correctly, and this basically has this kind of matrix form. We have this kernel which appears here, which connects these two. So basically, it's like a self-consistent, if you wish, Bethe-Salpeter equation. So essentially, this equation you can transform into an eigenvalue problem, where you have this matrix kernel. Where the Green's functions of this, the Green's function that we calculated in the saddle point level appears. So one thing is, due to this regularization, you basically get some correlator, which is known as Whitman correlator, which appears here, but that's some technical detail. You can do without that also. So what you do to solve this, you put this chaos answers, that answers that it grows as exponentially. So you put plug it in here in this equation, and then basically try to find out the lambda L for which you get the eigenvalue to be 1, because that's the self-consistent solution of this equation, eigenvalue 1. So that's what you do in this case. So what we do in the next slide is basically just plug in the conformal Green's functions that I showed you earlier into these equations and try to solve this eigenvalue problem. So if you do that, you can reduce this eigenvalue problem to an integral equations of this form, where this gamma functions appears. This is due to this gamma functions that was in the conformal Green's functions. And this factor h that appears in this gamma function is nothing but the Lyapunov exponent divided by 2 pi t. So if h equal to 1, then that means it saturates this chaos bound. Okay, let's see what happens. So you can find the solutions of these integral equations. This is the solutions you can put in here, and using some standard integral, you can show that this is the solution of this equation. And then this equation reduces to of this form here. And since k equal to 1 is the physical solution, the self-consistent solutions, if you plug in k equal to 1, this 1 minus p actually cancels. And so the equation essentially becomes independent of this parameter p, and you get h equal to 1. So it essentially means this entire region saturates this bound, and this entire region is actually dual to a black hole. Okay, so you can extend this calculation also away from half filling for this model, but you have to do slightly more complicated calculations with more coupled correlators, but it can be done. And we have shown that this also leads to the same universal upper bound, and this is found in this paper. So to summarize, basically this entire NFL phase has this this maximally chaotic.
I'm not sure
that. Yes. So entire phase is actually maximally chaotic, and this we have also verified by numerics. We can solve this self-consistent equation numerically away from the conformal limit. And what is plotted here is the Lyapunov exponent multiplied with beta, basically h. This is the quantity h that I mentioned as a function of temperature. And if you have value 1, that means this universal bound. So of course, we are doing at some finite temperature. And if you are value p less than 1, below this critical point, then you can see that this curve essentially approaches this value 1. But as you crosses across this quantum critical point, somewhere here, you basically this curve changes this behavior, and all this tends to 0. And this is the Fermi liquid regime. And if you go to the deep in that Fermi liquid regime, you can show that nicely it gives a T square behavior of this Lyapunov exponent. So essentially, it means that you have a transition from this maximally chaotic phase to a slow scrambler, which is a Fermi liquid, which goes like T square. And OK, so that's basically it. And this is the conclusions. I hope I have able to convince you that there is a nice, exactly solvable model for a non-Fermi liquid to Fermi liquid transition, which I have shown in terms of spectral functions, zero temperature entropy, and of course, many body quantum chaos. Now, so there are many interesting future directions of this. First of all, we don't have a theory for the critical point, because as I showed you, the cutoff essentially collapses at the critical point. So none of this fixed point works at the critical point. So this critical point could be a new chaotic fixed point, so we don't know. And of course, what is the holographic interpretations, if there is any, of this transition? Is it a phase transition involving some elimination of black hole from the geometry? And finally, the original motivation was to see whether one can extend this kind of large gen understanding to understand MBL, where you have the slowest scrambler probably, that either no scrambling or some power loss scrambling, and eventually whether you can also access MBL transitions. Thank you.
Similar questions?
Yeah, so in the non-Fermi liquid phase, without the U1 symmetry, so did you show the 4 eta correlator? I noticed you have 4 chis.
Okay, yeah. No, I didn't show it. Right. We actually don't really calculate this correlator directly, because this approximation is not very accurate to calculate the correlator. Uh-huh. But you can have some form. So This 4 eta correlator is actually completely decoupled from this. Completely decoupled from this, but you can write as another set of equations which has 4 etas and then another cross scrambler like this. And that essentially has the same equations, but there is an overall suppressions, which is comes in the prefactor of this 1 over n term. But the scrambling is same.
Oh, so you mean lambda L calculated from 4 eta
yeah,
is the same?
Same.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to understand, you mentioned if you just put in original Fermion hopping,
mm-hmm.
then that immediately destroys the
right.
phase.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're hopping through these psis,
mm-hmm.
is it just because there are fewer psis? So is the hopping directly of the original Fermions corresponds to P equals to 1 somehow? Or
no, actually, it's actually an interesting question. So we also thought about it. In general, you can think that you can integrate out these quadratic fermions
yeah.
and get some quadratic term. But it turns out that you get such a term, but then this hopping becomes correlated disorder problem. So you can do this. And so it's not equivalent to the model that
so
I
it's
showed
not
you.
Just the number of species. It's actually the
yeah.
distribution disorder.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
I have a related question.
Mm-hmm.
A related question. So the quadratic fermions we know how to integrate them out. So
mm-hmm.
can we consider the case where the quadratic fermions are not disordered? Will it be very different?
Yeah, I think it would be different. I think, but I'm not sure. First of all, this large n limit, I don't know how it will work if you have this. So you have to define the large n limit properly if it is not disordered. So then it could be that this term becomes completely dominant. Either it's dominant or not, depending on how you scale it, or it's completely irrelevant. So, yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know.
Let me look at the energy scale. So the original SYK has a J, right? The
mm-hmm.
average value.
Mm-hmm.
Then you add the Hopping term.
Mm-hmm.
The Hopping term also had the energy scale T or something.
Right.
So why this critical point is independent? Only depends on the lambda M over N, independent of this, the ratio of these two energy scale.
Sorry, which one is independent?
The critical point, the Fermion equivalent. You define non-Fermion.
Oh, critical point.
Yeah, the critical
uh-huh.
point. Why the ratio is independent?
Yeah, so that's actually interesting. So its critical point is indeed independent. So what depends on this things are these cutoffs that I showed you. So you remember I showed that these behaviors are only valid below certain cutoffs in both the Fermi liquid and the non-Fermi liquid side. Okay, so let me back up.
Yeah, let me.
So why it is independent? Okay, I don't know. I mean, so that I don't have any deep answer to that. But yeah, maybe.
Maybe in larger n limit, why this ratio drops off?
No, that
this
okay.
Dimension.
I mean, you can see it from the solutions.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this is designed, but maybe Ehud has some more insight.
Any other questions? If not, let's thank Sumilan again.
Okay.
And we will have a coffee break and reconvene at 11.